For this Kyiv neighborhood, another early morning awakening from the war. An incoming missile was intercepted, with falling debris killing a resident below. People in cities on the front line, like here in Kharkiv, continue to bear the brunt. Parents of children at this shattered school have come together to try and restore classrooms.
We came to help. We heard that such a catastrophe happened, and I don't know how to describe it. It's inhuman.
There's more fierce fighting on the streets of the southern port of Mariupol, with the destruction of a theater where Ukrainians say more than 1,000 civilians were sheltering. The Russians deny targeting the building.
The only way to describe what has happened today is genocide. Genocide of our nation.
Hundreds more people have finally managed to escape the siege of Mariupol, such as Lydia, who spent 2 weeks in her basement without heat or running water. The whole place is destroyed, she says.
We still had corpses there. They didn't take the bodies away for 7 days, and it started to stink already. It was scary, very scary.
And at the main church for the military in the western city of Lviv, a funeral for another soldier killed in conflict. While this war continues to arouse condemnation of the Russian invasion on the world stage, here in Ukraine, each death locally seems only to strengthen the resolve to join the fight. Outside Lviv, more training for volunteers. This soldier calls himself Krim, meaning Crimea. He says he left his home on the peninsula when it was seized by Russian forces in 2014 and is vowing not to be moved on again.
Now Lviv is my home. I'm more interested in a democracy than in a totalitarian state.
These volunteers will soon join others, like former international tennis player Sergei Stakhovsky, who says he had no choice but to put on a uniform and pick up a gun.
Even if I will be capable of shooting, killing someone is marking you on your life. So I don't believe that any of the Ukrainians are willingly doing it, but we don't have any choice.
With both sides seemingly unable to find a way out as the war goes into its fourth week, casualties are mounting all around. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, Lviv.
British military intelligence says Russia's invasion of Ukraine has in fact stalled across the country. The resistance faced by invading forces has been staunch and well coordinated, according to the intelligence report. Here's Nadeem Baba in London. Nadeem, take us through more of this report.
Well, Kamal, this is just the latest intelligence update from the Ministry of Defence here in Britain. And apart from the points you've just raised, it says that Russian forces have made minimal progress on land, sea or air in recent days, and they continue to suffer heavy losses. Now, just on Wednesday night, there was a previous intelligence update which said as a result of Russian forces basically failing to achieve their aims at the start of the invasion on the 24th of February, it is likely Russia is resorting to the use of older, less precise weapons which are less militarily effective and more likely to result in civilian casualties. Well, goodness knows, as we've just been seeing in Rob's report, the civilian casualties are mounting up and causing huge grief across the country. Not just the siege of Mariupol, but in terms of heavy shelling of many cities, including Kharkiv, even though those urban centres remain under the control of the Ukrainian government, the death tolls are extremely alarming. And the capital, Kyiv, of course, while it hasn't been hit in the centre, resistance, the Ukrainian forces are trying to keep the Russians out of artillery range of the centre. Certainly satellite towns or suburbs of Kyiv have experienced targeting of civilian residential areas. So it's clearly not the case that the Russians being thwarted means that the war has been ground to a halt, that things have swung in the favour of Ukraine, and certainly their president continues to argue that they need more equipment and a no-fly zone, of course, which doesn't seem to be a likely prospect in the near future. But on Wednesday, Britain's Defence Minister Ben Wallace did say that Britain, as well as supplying anti-tank weaponry, which we knew about up to now, is now supplying Ukraine with Star Streak anti-aircraft missiles, and analysts are saying that this could be an important move in the absence of actually foreign powers flying above Ukraine's airspace. The fact that the West will be bolstering Ukraine's ability to shoot down aircraft might actually be significant.
Thank you, Nadine Barber, for that update in London.